Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bloody thing in this, it's useless.
Fuck!
Shit!
What's
that?
Easy. I'll have a look. Right? We'll have to walk back.
Oh, fuck!
I still can't quite believe you walked all that way in the storm.
Yes.
It must have taken tremendous effort.
It was tough, but we had no choice. We had to abandon the truck and give up the search for the night. I remember we hardly spoke the whole way. Just put our heads down and walked as fast as we could.
What time did you get back to the village?
We eventually reached Dorey around 8 o'clock, I think. We went straight to the pub to dry off and see if there was any news.
Where the fuck have you two been? We've been trying you for hours.
The bloody truck came off the road.
You look like shite.
We had to walk back.
Ah, fuck that.
I take it no one's had any luck.
Most came back hours ago. It's hopeless out there.
They could be hiding 10 foot from you and you wouldn't see them.
It's impossible. They could be anywhere.
And the poor girl, she could be dead and butchered by now.
Hey, that's enough of that.
Yeah, Alan, didn't you say he was one of those refugees, eh?
That's right.
What?
He dead.
When did you tell them that?
Well, he might be. I don't know. He said that he came from Syria.
A terrorist, then.
Bloody hell.
Come on, what would a refugee be doing all the way up in Tolmore? And what happened at the farm was no terrorist attack.
Well, he burnt the whole fucking place down. Sounds like a terrorist to me, Jackie.
You didn't even tell us he was here.
Hey, just cool it, all right?
The fact is, we don't know who he is, okay? He had no ID and told us pretty much nothing. Look, I suggest we all just get some rest and try again in the morning. We'll be able to see more then, and hopefully the storm will have died down.
Yeah, you'll be lucky. The worst I've seen.
It was eventually agreed to have a few hours sleep and start again at first light.
Did you have any concern at that point that the islanders were turning against you?
They just needed to let off steam. I'm used to it as a police officer, and I didn't blame them. I was supposed to be keeping them safe, but I couldn't. They were certain this man had come to their island prepared and carried out a planned attack, but they had no idea why. I could see they were all hurting. Above all, there was just this terrible sense of hopelessness. Somewhere on the island, that man had Twig. And she was either already dead, like they said, or in terrible danger, absolutely terrified. And there was nothing we could do about it.
Thank you.
we had bread. You know what tonight is? Maundy Thursday. My mother makes it fresh. It is tradition, and we sit, break it, share it.
So you're a Christian?
Not really. My family is... My family. We believe in many things. Working the bar, there are many things to watch for there. But my ma also believed in Christ. I mean, she never went to church, but she told us the stories. She did.
What story did she tell you of Maundy Thursday then?
She said that on this night the Messiah has his friends with him, his disciples, and they share their final meal together. He loves them with all his heart, even though he knows it is finished. Even though he knows he is betrayed, and even though he knows his people will turn against him tomorrow and the Romans will kill him.
He knew a lot. This Messiah of your mother's. Tell me, he knew all these things and was so full of love for his friends. Then why did he use all those poor fools to complete his plan, huh?
What do you mean?
One of those disciples, Judas Iscariot, who indeed loved him, and his own people's leaders, not to mention the Romans, none of them really wanted him dead. Sure, he was a bloody nuisance, a rebel leader, but there had been several uprisings. They didn't want to kill him. It was dangerous, but he insisted, made them do it. He used them, condemned them to eternal shame, to become the villains of your mother's stories. Why didn't this great Messiah just kill himself, huh? If he wanted to die so much, why didn't he just fall on his own sword as any honorable man would have done? Huh?
I don't know.
Weep for your family. That's as it should be. But do not weep for that man. He brought destruction on himself. That is the true story of Easter.
What made you so very cruel?
Too long in this world. Here, have the rest of mine. I've lost my appetite. It's not bread, and there's no wine to go with it. It's just a fucking goat.
That night, even though I was physically exhausted, I couldn't sleep. Everything was just going round and round in my head. Then I remembered what Father McKenna had said about his meeting with the suspect. So, for want of something better to do, I took out the book he'd given me and started to look through it.
I'm sorry, Sergeant, but there's no mention of this in your previous report.
Like I said before, I can't have thought anything of it back then. But I remember it now. The thing is, it wasn't evidence. It didn't even have anything to do with what was happening on the island. It was just a kind of religious rambling, a discussion of a text I'd never even heard of.
What text?
The Book of Nicodemus.
Nicodemus?
One of the Apocrypha, collection of early church writings of rather uncertain origin. Why do you think Father McKenna gave this book to you?
I know it sounds ridiculous, but in a way, I think he was trying to warn me of something.
What do you mean, warn you?
The book was very old, dated around the 1870s, if I remember rightly. It was leather-bound and inscribed with the most beautiful, elaborate calligraphy and extraordinary illustrations. It was handwritten by a monk on Toll Moor. There used to be an active monastery on the island for hundreds of years. Benedictine, I think. Anyway, it was pretty difficult to read, but basically, The main text was a translation into English of this seemingly controversial book of Nicodemus. Alongside that was also a commentary, much of it in Latin, written by the monk himself, and in turn, Father McKenna had inserted a lot of notes and translations, even drawings of his own. He seemed especially interested in several passages concerning an event called the Harrowing of Hell.
What was that exactly?
It's strange. Back home, I was brought up a Catholic. I used to go to Mass with my dad, and I remember when we got to the bit with the Apostles' Creed, it said that after Jesus died on the cross, he descended into hell. I always thought as a child, why did he go down there? Surely he'd want to go up to heaven, go back home. But according to this book of Nicodemus, he went down to hell to free all the souls, clear the place out or something. And that was the harrowing of hell.
So it was a theological text about Easter?
Yes, a kind of alternative gospel based around the trial and execution of Christ.
In the light of what happened, would you say that Father McKenna's mind was rather unbalanced at this point?
Definitely. In my opinion, he was obsessing because of his guilt about meeting Kai and about the Ward murders. And he was somehow connecting all that to this old story.
And yet, how exactly do you think he was connecting it? I mean, do you think he'd drawn any conclusions as to the murders?
It wasn't only the text, but also the author.
Go on, please.
Well, this monk was called Brother Thomas. But beside his name, Father McKenna had written on the page itself, Thomas Ward.
Are you sure?
Yes. Like I said, the Wards had lived on the island for centuries. So I just presumed he must have been an ancestor. Anyway, as far as I could gather from McKenna's notes and translations, this Brother Thomas believed, or at least hypothesized, that if Jesus went down to hell for 3 days, then it meant that Satan couldn't stay there. While the Son of God was in his realm, the devil was expelled and could, given certain circumstances and assistance, end up here on earth to cause havoc and destruction in return for the Christ clearing out his house, I suppose. A sort of harrowing of his own, of this world, so to speak. I mean, it was obviously the ravings of an 18th century deeply superstitious monk who had some crazed spin on this old Easter myth, but it seems that Father McKenna, for whatever reason, had taken it on and become a little consumed by it.
I'm not sure I entirely follow the logic here. You're saying that from what you read, Father McKenna believed that during those 3 days at Easter, the devil somehow walked the earth?
Exactly. I can't say I really understood all the pseudo-theology behind it, but basically, the two forces, ultimate good and ultimate evil, couldn't exist in the same space or something like that.
Extraordinary.
I know. I guess opposites don't attract after all.
No, I mean, I find it extraordinary you didn't mention this in your report.
But it was irrelevant to the investigation.
Surely, Sergeant. What was obviously deeply affecting Father McKenna's mind at that time and the fact that he, in your own words, was trying to warn you about something has great relevance to what happened next.
I'm afraid, Mom, that's not how I saw it at the time.
You said earlier I was spared. What do you mean?
Go to sleep.
How can I go to sleep with so many things in my head? You say I cannot ask questions, but you do not tell me anything. I need to know. I need to know why you killed my family, why you dragged me here, why you come all this way from wherever you came from. To kill us. We made a deal. Remember, you said you'd tell me who you are if I behave, if I did not struggle and allowed you to bring me here. Well, you a man of your word? Are you just a liar on top of everything else?
I never lie.
Then tell me. You see, you have to tell me.
My father was a liar. He lied all his life. He was also violent. He beat me and my mother till we lay unconscious in pools of our own blood. Said it would teach me to be tough like him. But he wasn't tough. He was a drunkard and died a pathetic drunkard's death. It's funny. He named me after his hero, Julius Caesar. He wanted me to grow up to be like him. A great warrior, a great leader. Loved by many, feared by all, he used to say.
I don't understand.
You want to know who I am, truly?
Yes, but...
My name is Julius Caete El-Shapur, son of Alma El-Shapur, who named me after a man who wanted to become a god. And yet I became the only man who has ever actually killed a god. That's who I am, girl. The god killer.
I'd like you to tell us what happened next, please, Sergeant. You decided to go and visit the priest, didn't you?
As I said, I had no chance of getting any sleep, so I thought I would ask Father McKenna about the suspect. See if I could get any more information about the man. He hadn't come to see me as we'd agreed, so I went across to St. Cuthbert's to find him. The church was just down the road from the pub, a few hundred yards at most. The night was pitch black. The power had gone in the village. No street lighting. There was no one else about. The whole place had taken on this kind of ghost town look. It was so strange, so different from only a couple of nights before. As I turned the corner, I could see the church all lit up. I remember it looked like a huge lantern in the storm, with this glowing, flickering light inside. The door was wide open and being blown about by the wind. Father McKenna? There were hundreds of candles everywhere, all over the altar and around the nave. It was just this intense golden light blinding me after all the darkness outside. And I was overwhelmed by that same strong smell again. The smell of incense.
Are you there, Father? Father McKenna, it's Jackie. You said you'd come and see me, Father. Are you there? Hello? Who's that? Who is it? Please.
So I looked up.
Father!
Forgive me. I'm so sorry, lass.
No!
Are you all right?
Yes.
Didn't sound all right. You were calling out.
I was.
And crying.
I am all right.
Well, time to get up anyway. Here, drink. And eat. Don't worry. They're only wild mushrooms.
I do not want to eat.
They're good, fresh.
No.
You need energy. We have a long day ahead.
I do not want them.
As you wish.
Well, what?
That look. You want to say something?
No.
It's the dream, isn't it? What was it about?
You.
Is that so? Lucky you.
You are hurting many people. Young Kyura.
Torturing.
Then there was a man. He was beautiful. And you beat him. Till he almost died.
Did I?
Then you take him into a desert and tie him to a tree. The Tharnian.
With nails.
It was horrible. You were so cruel.
What else? Something else is bothering you, I can tell.
Your face. It had many... many scars, lot more than now, and...
And what?
You had only one eye. It is true, it is what I saw.
That's impressive. Tell me, do you dream often?
Of course. Everyone dreams.
But yours? They're always terrifying, yes? Family is old. They knew.
Knew what?
How powerful this island is. How dangerous. What else did you see?
It was only a dream.
No. No, it is never only a dream. Dreams are messages for you from wherever you dream them. After I nailed this man to the tree, what happened? Tell me.
There was blood. So much blood, it made a river. It flows through the desert.
Yes?
It makes no sense.
Tell me, it's important.
The desert made into a field, a green field with grass and stones. A circle of big stones. Huge. All around me. I stood there.
Wait. You were in the middle of these stones.
Yes.
How many were there?
Lots.
No. Think. Close your eyes and see them again. Do it. How many?
12.
12, you sure?
Maybe 13. Yes, there were 13. What?
These wall paintings. I thought there was something. Oh, where is it?
I do not understand.
You saw yourself in the middle of a circle of stones. These islands are full of signs.
It was a bad dream.
Not here, not in this place. Yes. You see? Here. These straight markings. They're worn now. But put your hand there. You feel them.
Mm.
I thought they were just symbols of distance, separation. But they are a true representation.
A circle.
And you see how many stones?
5, 10, 13.
And there, in the center, I thought it was simply a wheel or a cog or something, but no.
It is a person.
Maybe even a young girl.
How can that be?
I told you. Your dream was a message. A message from your ancestors.
What is she holding?
I don't know, but look. Here. That is this cave. In the mountainside. We are here.
Above the circle. But there is no stone circle down there, just forest.
It must be hidden away in the trees now. Your ancestors would have built it thousands of years ago. They guarded it. But over time, man, he forgets. It is his greatest flaw. To forget his own past. So the islanders neglected this place beyond the mountain, and nature took it back, covering the stones.
These markings, then. This whole wall, it is no story. It is the island. It is...
a map.
Sergeant O'Hara. Sergeant O'Hara.
If you're having difficulty, Sergeant, we can take a break.
No. No, I want to go on. Get this done.
Very well. Inspector Carey?
I want to make sure that we understand you completely here, Sergeant. After the aborted search for Elizabeth Ward, you returned to Dorrie, and then prompted by your reading of the book he gave you, and because you couldn't sleep, you went to the church to talk with Father McKenna about the testimony of the kidnapper, where you saw him hang himself from the rafters. Do I have that all down accurately, would you say?
Yes.
What I really don't understand, Sergeant, is how your version of events, which, as we know, is the only official version from a survivor that we have, differs so much from those pieces of information and documentation left by others on the island.
What information?
Well, we have obtained and collected over the past few months several other accounts of what happened on the island that week. Videos, voice memos, written diaries and so forth, recorded on phones or personal computers, some of which directly contradict your testimony.
In what way?
Mainly that Father McKenna did not kill himself that night.
Look, Mom, I know what I saw.
But everything was not as straightforward as you first thought, was it? This is the confusion, Sergeant. You have to understand, we are only trying to put together an accurate picture here. All right, well, why don't you tell us about the next morning, about which you write, people started to turn up at the church from around 8 o'clock.
Sergeant?
A few of the islanders had gone out again at dawn to search for Twig. But it was hopeless. The weather was getting even worse. So everyone else gathered at St. Cuthbert's. They came together to celebrate Good Friday, to observe the Stations of the Cross.
When they arrived at the place known as the Skull, they crucified Jesus along with the two criminals, one to his right, the other to his left.
From what you've just told us, Father McKenna was obviously not there, so why wasn't he missed? Did no one wonder where the priest was during the service?
It was tradition on the island for the children to lead the Mass, not the priest. They even acted some of it out.
We love you, Jesus, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
I always found it bizarre, you know, children acting out torture and execution.
Until the ninth hour. And Jesus called out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me?
And you were doing what during all this exactly?
I'd been there all night, photographing the scene, cutting down Father McKenna's body, laying him out in the vestry and trying to clear the place up before people arrived.
Then the centurion, who was guarding Jesus, heard him cry out...
You did this on your own?
Yes.
Why? Why didn't you get any help? Alan Forbes, for example?
It was the middle of the night. The islanders were all exhausted. You have to understand, the community was on edge. There was a missing girl, a murderer on the island, a family annihilation. And now we were facing the landfall of a hurricane. So... I thought it was pointless telling them about Father McKenna. Anyway, there had been no crime and there was nothing anyone could do for the poor man.
They nailed him to the tree.
I stayed and watched the service from the back of the church. I needed time to think and decide what was the next best step.
If you didn't report the death of Father McKenna straight away, why did you not report his death the next morning?
To whom? Communications were still down. I couldn't get in touch with anyone.
But you didn't even inform the Islanders, Sergeant, did you?
Look, to be honest, I made a mistake. I should have told them. I thought I'd tell Alan Forbes first, but he came in with his wife and baby and I didn't want to alarm them. Everyone had come to the church to be comforted.
So you elected to do nothing?
No, far from it. But the last thing I was going to do was stand up in the middle of all that and tell them their priest had decided enough was enough and killed himself. Everyone was terrified for Twig, for Elizabeth Ward. It felt like a funeral, just waiting for the news that someone had found her dead or worse.
Where are you going?
I must prepare.
For what? You take that spear. Do you fight someone? You think they come up here for me, the Islanders?
No, not the Islanders.
Well, then who? Who do you fight? Oh, hey, no, do not tie me again. It hurts.
I wouldn't blame you if you tried to escape.
No, I not try. I promise. I help. What you do, I help you. No, I do, please. They kill you or you fall down a hole.
You have a strong imagination.
Do not leave me in this place again with all these spirits. They make me mad.
I have to go. If I don't, we may as well all be dead.
You scare me.
Good. Because right now, I need you to be scared. I'll come for you when it's over. Stay in this cave, no matter what you hear outside.
When the church service finally finished, I had decided to tell everyone. I was about to do just that, but then everything was drowned out by an unbelievable noise. A great wind seemed to be hitting the church, circling all around. It was the hurricane. It felt like the whole building was being lifted up. For a moment, we all thought the world was ending now and then. I ran outside with some of the others to see what was happening.
Morton, Steve,
it's there! It's coming right towards us!
The sky was thick with cloud, big, swirling, black cloud. Then, with a great roar, the heavens well and truly opened. Huge relief, to be honest, to hand over to.
Major John Tanner. You must be Sergeant O'Hara.
That's right.
Good to meet you, Sergeant. How are you holding up? We picked up your distress calls. I understand you have a difficult situation on your hands.
I'd never been so glad to hear that straight-talking military confidence.
I brought food, water and other supplies, including a generator, two all-terrain vehicles. I have an initial emergency task force of 20 troopers. Shall we get inside while they get organized? You can talk me through what's going on and how exactly we can help.
Great! I mean, yes, please. Follow me.
Must have been extraordinary for all of you after everything you've been through to finally get help like that, completely out of the blue. How did you feel?
Saved. We felt saved.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.